I'm Bobby van Jaarsveld. Good morning.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 22, Rustenburg 26 degrees. The Department of Health has urged the public to remain vigilant as three new cases of mpox have been confirmed in Gauteng. The three cases were reported in Ekurhuleni, as Cliff Shiko reports.
The two other cases are a 30-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman, both from Ekurhuleni, who were detected through contact tracing. The department says all the patients are self-isolating at home and urged the public not to panic. This increases the cumulative number of positive cases from 25 to 28, including three deaths since the outbreak in May last year. Common symptoms of mpox include a rash which may last 2 to 4 weeks, fever, headache, back pain, low energy and swollen glands. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Kazantu says the death of 14 South African Defence Force soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo last month can be directly linked to budget cuts. Speaking at the conclusion of the Labour Federation's Executive Committee meeting yesterday, spokesperson Zanella Sabela says this left the Defence Force without adequate resources, exposed its personnel to harm, and its injured not attended to.
The CEC called for a dedicated analysis of the situation in the DRC to deepen our understanding of the issues and South Africa's role in it. The Federation is also set to revive contact with the trade union movement in the DRC as part of its international solidarity campaign.
Eskom says load shedding remains suspended. This is due to a stable power system and emergency reserves. Spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says the power utility is also on track to replenish the emergency reserves in preparation for next week's business week.
This is part of our efforts to improve fleet reliability in preparation for the high winter demand, while also meeting environmental license conditions and regulatory requirements. There's heightened focus on returning units to service as part of the Generation Recovery Plan, which has been in place since March 2023.
On to international news, hundreds of thousands of people rallied in cities and towns across Greece to demand justice on the second anniversary of the country's deadliest ever train crash. And striking workers also grounded flights and halted sea and train transport. 57 people were killed when a passenger train filled with students collided with a freight train on the 28th of February 2023. And the first phase of the Israel-Hamas truce is due to expire today, but negotiations on the next stage, which should secure a permanent ceasefire, have so far been inconclusive. The ceasefire took effect on the 19th of January after more than 15 months of war sparked by Hamas' October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. It was the deadliest in the country's history. I'm Chanel Sotemanet, vir die hoofnuus te eer. Die departement van gesondheid het 'n beroep op die publiek gedoen om waaksaam te bly aangesien drie nuwe gevalle van apokke in Gauteng bevestig is.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music. So just dance there. You love.
There's a party downtown near Fish. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
Why you always in the mood? Messing around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company.